We are learning now Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top. Amar Rava, Vlad HaNirva'as, that means someone was mezana with a behema, and it was pregnant. And then, so we know the behema is also for a carbon. The child that's born is also asura. Why? Because he vivlada nirva'u. The shas does nos, it's the mother, the behema, and its child both got nirva'u, and therefore they are both asur for a carbon. Negachas, if this behema that's pregnant kicks, gores someone and kills him, asura also, he vivlada, the behema and its child are asur. Because why? Because he vivlada nachu, they both consider that they gored, both of them gored. It's part of the mother, it's pregnant, the mother, her and the mother gored. Vlad muksa v'nevad, but a vlad muksa v'nevad means you serve avodah zarah of behema, and or you put it aside for avodah zarah. Only the mother itself is asafa carbon, but the baby is muta. My taima, le'ime eksayela, ime palchila. You only set aside the mother, you only served avodah zarah the mother, not the child. Ikadamri, some say, some argue. So the whole Vlad Muksa Venevad is Asa. It's Asa. The child of the Muksa, the says of Rezara, or the child of Behema that was served as Varizara is Asa. My time, the Nichilei Benifre. What's the reason? Because you're happy, it looks good for Varizara that it's a fat animal. Or you're happy that it's Maksa, it's a fat animal. Umrav Achtuvi Bar Amirav, Makadish, Parish, Shar Niskal, Mikudeshas. If someone's Mekadesh, the new Gemara now. The Gemara says, if someone's Mekadesh Isha with the dung, with the waste of a Shar Nisqa, Mekadeshas. It's not so romantic, the Mekadesh Isha like that, but it works because it's not Asa Bahana. The waste of a Shar Nisqa, even though a Shar Nisqa itself is Asa Bahana, you can't Mekadesh Isha with a Shar Nisqa, but still the waste is not Asa Bahana. If you're Mekadesh Isha with the waste of a Shar Nisqa, it's Mekadeshas. The perish egg of Avedizara, but if you use the waste of an eagle of Avedizara, ain't a Mekadeshas. My time, what's the reason? It's Asavana. What's the reason it's Asavana? Everybody say Mekra, everybody say Mesvara. Either it's a Pasuk or it's a Svara. Everybody say Mesvara, like the Svara we just said before. Nichleg Avedizara v'nifche. You are happy that the Avedizara looks fat, and therefore the more waste it has inside it, the fatter it looks, so it's better for Avedizara. Gavishar Niskol and Nichleg v'nifche. But Shar Niskal, you don't care about it's fat or not, therefore it's not also about no. That's one shot. If I say Mekra, by the Zara it says, Gabav is Chavim Ksiv, Ayisir Cherem Kumayu. And we darshan, Kol Shat the Mahayim Menu, anything that comes from it, Hareyu Kumayu, is like it itself, it's like a Zara. Kumayu is like a Zara, and it's also about no. Gabav Shar Niskal, Ksiv, La Yichal, it's Besari, Besari also, only the boss is also Pershim Mutta, the waste is Mutta. And therefore we paskin, that's what we're saying, that Mekadeh, Shomans Mekadeh Isho, with the waste of a Shar Niskal is Mekadeshas, because that's not Asa Bahana. Mashenkin, the waste of a Zara is Asa Bahana, either because it's a Svara, looks fatter, or it's a Pasuk that says, V'yisecherim Kamayim. Look to Mishnah Vaita, continuing about Esnan Zayna. Nosan lo Mo'os. If you gave the Zayna, instead of giving her a Tle, you gave him money. Hare Elu Mutarim. You're allowed to use this money for a carbon. It's more to use this money for a carbon. Yeinois ushmanim v'slosos. That means that the only thing that's chal, the esnan, is only if it's a sheep. Something that's roif for carbon. But money, it's not roif for carbon. If you give yeinois v'shmanim v'slosos, if you give her wine or oil or flour, and these things are shayach, the shayach tamincha, it's possible, it's eligible for, you know, mizbeach. So those things, v'chodav shukiyotzibah, karav agam mizbeach, and anything else that's karav agam mizbeach, asr. If you give that to esnan, that's also to use in the base of mikdash. Nasan lo mukudashim, if you gave her as a present for the znos, you gave her something that was mukdash already. Hareilu mutarim, it's not chala esnan on that. And we'll see, like, how could he give hekdash to a present? How's it possible? See, the Gemara talks about that. But the halacha is, it doesn't chala, it's not chala esnan, hareilu mutarim. Oifais, if you give her birds, harelu asurim, you can't use it for the mizbeach. Now, it should be possible. We just said before, anything that's roya for mizbeach can't be used for mizbeach. It's all called esnan zayna. So what's the chiddush of this? The Mishnah explains. Because you would say a kava chaymer. Shahoye b'din, you would have said that oifai should be mutter. Why? Ma'im ha-mukudashim. Ma'adach hek, you know, something that's kaddish for carbon. Shah mum poisel behem. Mum passels in it. Ain't esta mecher chal. If there's no esta mecher chal on it, oif, like we just said in the Mishnah, that's not chal, no esta on that. Oif, she'ena mum poisel. But we know there's no din mumim by oif pois. She'ena mum poisel by ain't din shlo esta mecher chal on it. Shouldn't it then be that no esta no mecher is chal on it? So really, oif pois should not be chal esta no mecher on it. Why not? Because there's no psal mum. Tamaloymar lechol neder lavis oif. There's a ribu in the pasuk. Chol neder, any neder can't break any neder that's marba oif. Therefore, we know that oif also, if someone gives a zayna oif for a esna, the loch is cannot use that on the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah Vayta. Kol hasurim legabe mizbeach, v'leseyam mutarim. All these asurim, roiva, nirva, neva, muksa, all of them, the vlodos are mutter for a karmi. We'll see this in the Gemara of August. This Tanakh says that's all mutter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vlad Trefa lo yukav gam mizbeach. A Vlad of a Trefa, you should not be cut makriv on the mizbeach. Because he holds a Vlad of a Trefa is also. The Gemara will discuss that also. So the Gemara writes, Rabbi Chanina and Tiglis Omer, Kesherosh yonkam and a Trefa psula magam mizbeach. This also the Gemara will discuss, but the words are, a kosher behemah that nursed from a trefa, the halach is that kosher behemah is now let be brought on the mizbeach. The last halach of the Mishnah, don't call it kosher shenasu trefa. You have any kosher that became a trefa, now you can't use it for carbon anymore. What do? You can't be poided either. Why? Because if you're poided, you can't eat it. It's a trefa. And the halach, as the Mishnah says, is, ein poidim oisa, she'ein poidim esakadoshim la'achilim uklavim. You don't redeem kosher, and you're not going to eat it. You have to give it to the klavim because it's trefa. So there's no redeeming kachim to give it to the klavim. And the Gemara will darshan this from a pasuk. So it's like the Gemara. The first half of the Mishnah is talking about an esnan. Zayna says you gave her money. The halacha is that's mut. It's not chala esnan. But if you gave her wine or oil or flour, then since that's makav gam mizbeach, it's aser because of esnan zayna. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. Nason lo chitim, you gave her chitim va'sason soiles, and you turned it into flour, or you gave her zaysim va'sason shemen, or you gave her olives and she turned it into shemen, or anovin va'sason yayin, or you gave her grapes, she turned it into wine. Tani chada asurim. One brisa says that she cannot use it. V'tani idach, the other brisa says that it's mutter to use. So machloek is two brises. If you give her a chitim and she turned into soilus, is a muta also. Amar Rav Yosef, Tanu Gurion de Min Asperuk, Beshamai Oisrim or Beshilam Atirim. The Machloikis are the two brises, one is Beshamai and one of them is Beshil. That's the Bia Machloikis, the two brises. And the Gemara explains the Shita. Beshil El Savri, that the Pasuk says, Shneim, Gam Shneim, that Kitoyav Hashem Alekach Gam Shneim Heim V'Loi V'Adaseim Heim V'Loi Shneim. That teaches us it's dafka those and not any children from them, and Heim V'Loi Shneim. If they change it, also there's no problem. If they change it, then there's no problem of Esnan anymore. It's a new object because it used to be soiless. There used to be chitim. Now it's soiless. It used to be wheat, and now it's flour. So therefore, since they changed it, there's no issa of Esnan. Bishami Savri Haim Vlo the same. You're right, Shneim Darshan is the dafka them and not the children. Gam la rabbi Shneim, but the pasuk Gam Shneim is extra word Gam, and that's Marba, even if you change the object, still, if it's the same object that was given as an Esnan, they're both Osafa carbon. Freit the Gemara Vilbeis Hilo Dixiv Gam Lebeis Lebeis Gam. What do you do with the extra word Gam? Bishami Darshan extra word Gam to be Marba Shneim. What does Beisil do with the extra word Gam? Gemara says Kasha. Takafi Beisil El Shver. Those extra words. Tanu Rabbanan. Learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk that the Esnan and Mechir. It says Loisavi Esnan Zoyno Mechir Kalev Beis Hashem Lekecha. Shouldn't bring it to the Beis of Hashem. Zok the Gemara. Prat Leparo She'ein Bar Lebeis. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rav Elazar holds that a para aduma is allowed to be brought, a esnan can be used for a para aduma. If you gave a red para, to a zayna for a present, you're allowed to use that for para aduma. Why? Because that's not going to Beis Hashem Lekech. We know a para aduma is shechted on Haraz Zesim. And since it's not brought to Beis Hashem Lekech, there's no problem of using a para for esnan. Divrei Rav Elazar. Rav Chum hold, no, it's not going to exclude para aduma. It's going to be marbe more things that are usher. that if you give her gold or silver as a present, you cannot use that to cover things, let's say to cover the mizbech or cover any of the any things that are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaShemekecha is being marbed that. It's including anything brought into the Beis HaShemekecha, and now I'll use the Esnan. Man Chacham, who's the Chacham? Moram Chista, Reis Rav Yehudi. It's a Reis Rav Yehudi, Tanya, Luntan Abraisa, Nosan Lo Zav. If you gave the Esnan, you gave the Zoyna as the Esnan, you gave her Zav, you gave her gold. Rav Yehudi Yehudi Ayma, Ein Oysin Rikun. You cannot use that as coverings, or to make layers of it in the Beis HaMikdash, fill out Achari Beis HaKaparis. Even if you do it in the back of the Beis HaKaparis, the 11 Amis, in back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the least Kedusha of the Azara, even there, if you gave her, let's say, bricks or stones, you cannot make a binyan there out of these stones. You cannot bring, if you gave it to a Zayna, you can't bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaShem HaKadosh will be marba all those things. It says if you gave her hektish, something that was kaddish, like carbon, that does not become a chalois estan, doesn't become pasul. Harel mutarim it's muta. Frank the Gemara, it should be a kavachayim. If you mukudashim estan a mechir chal leyam a kavachayim, it should be a kavachayim. It tells us that hektish estan a mechir is chal on the hektish. Ma oifois she'in hamum poisul behem estan a mechir chal leyam ma oifois birds. Mum's out of the pasul by the carbon of oif. Still, esnan umechir chale. Like we said, a pasuk of l'chol neda. It's marvadat. Mukudashim, somebody's called guf, shamum poisel behem, the mum pasuls, ain't a din, sha esnan umechir chale. Shouldn't you say that esnan umechir is chal on it? Tamaloyma l'chol neda, lohoiti is a nodur. Only neda, I'm going to make a neda. Once it was nodur ready, is a meat. So al kaponim, the word chol neda, first of all, is marba. L'chol neda is marba oifais, and chol neda says prat l'nodur, and therefore we know that mekudoshim, there's no chalois of esnan umechir on mekudoshim. So they were taima the meat and okra. It's good it's not an esnan, you know why? Because it was a meat of the pasuk. Halloy meat and okra. The pasuk was not memayated. Havamino ki yov lo mekudoshim chal aleim esnan umechir. But if not for the meat of the pasuk, you would think ki yov lo mekudoshim chal aleim esnan umechir. If you gave the zayna hektish or something that's called shusha gov, a carbon basically, Rabbi Chala es the mechir. In fact, there are a lot of moina. Who? It's not his monument. How does he give it to someone for a present? Or Rabbi Shaya ben mana al pesach. He's talking about that he included her now on a pesach, on a carbon pesach. And who said you're allowed to do that? The Rebbe. And going to the Rebbe. Tanya learned to the brayis. I mean, you know what the brayis miyes misa. And dash like this. Hachiyehu misa. Tanakama says that if someone doesn't have enough money for food, he can't even roast the Karim Pesach, he's allowed to appoint someone else, include someone else into this, even though he already included everyone he wanted in the Karim Pesach. He's allowed to add someone on, charge him money for that, and with the money, he could buy stuff for food. But he can't do for regular purchases, he can't use that money. Rebbe Afdei Mekach, if he doesn't have money, he could add other people to the Karim Pesach, Al Pischoi, Ba'ach Gosan, Al Chagiga. And he charges money for that. And the money is chulin. When they makdish it, they have das, that if they need money, they can include other people on it. And here, you know what he included? He included the zayna on it. And he gave that to her. So the havin will be now, can't be brought as a carbon pesach, can't be brought as a carbon, because it's din esnan, kamashman l'chol neder, a pasuk, that v'loy nodder, that anything that's a carbon ready, there's no chalois esnan on that. So to Gemara Vayit. Call Asurim legav mizbeach. It says in the Mishnah, Tanakam, the Stam Mishnah says, anything is asur to the mizbeach, all these esdan mechir and roiv avinirva, all those things, they have a child, it's mutal mizbeach. Omar Rav, kol asurim legav mizbeach v'aseim mutarim. Matani Allah, it's Omar, it's really a Mishnah, kol asurim legav mizbeach v'aseim mutarim. Matani Allah, we have a braisa on that Rav Eliezer argues. Rav Eliezer Oyser, Eliezer holds that it's also the Gamizbeach, the children are also the Gamizbeach. And we're going to have a few versions of what the Bir HaMachlekes is, Rav Eliezer and the Tanakama. Omer Ahura Bacharin, Omer Rav, Nachman. Machlekes she'ibru l'seif nirvu. The Machlekes is, it was pregnant already, and then someone was zana with the behema. The Rav Eliezer saw Uba Yerach Imai, who, and therefore, it's like he was zana also with the baby. Because the baby is part of the mother. Rabbanon Sarvi Lavi Arachimo, it's not part of the mother, separate entity, and therefore it's not like Mizana with it. Aval Nirvu Psaif Ibru, but if it was Nirvu, then it got pregnant afterwards, Nirvu Akom Mutarim ever holds the mother. That's not even Machlaikas. But Rava says not like that. Rava Amar, Machlekes Nirvu Pesayt Vibru. Machlekes is when it was Nirvu, and then did the Aveira with someone, and then it got pregnant. The Rav Eliezer holds also Sava Zev Zegarim Aser, that you have, you know, the male who was not a apostle carbon, and the female with apostle carbon, they both produced the baby. He holds Zev Zegarim is Aser. Rabbanon Savi Zev Zegarim Mutar. If they're both Gerim something, it's Mutar. But Ava Ibru Sek Nirvu, Rava says, if it was already pregnant, then it was Mizana, the behemoth was. They were Akol Asurim, both the animal and the baby are Asur. And Rava Tamei, like we learned before, the Amar Rava, Vlad Nirvas Asura, the Vlad or Nirvas is also why? Because he, Vlad Nirvu, because her and a child were like they did the Avera. And Vlad Nagach is Asur, they both gored, it's Asur. Why? Because he, Vlad Nirvu, they both gored. That's Rava Lashutasa. So that's one Biyam Achleikas of Lezer and Banan, there's two Pshatim. Either the Biyam Achleikas is if Zev is Agarim is Asur, that's Fi Rava, and if the first Pshat Achleikas is Uba Yarech Imai Unat. There's Lishna Achwina here. Lishna Achwina, Amrila. Amr Avunu Bachina Amrav, Machleikas Shanirvu Kashem Akadashim. The Machleikas is that the Avad was talking about the Machleikas was from before. Let's say it's from before. And it was Nirvu before it got pregnant. It was Nirvu. But the question was this: Machlekes Nirvu Kshem Kedoshim. The Rav Elazar Savar Bizum Milsa, Rabbanan Savar Loy. It was Mekedoshim. So Rabbanan Elazar holds Bizum Milsa that it became pos like that. Rabbanan Savar Loy. Ava Nirvu Kshem Chulin. If it was Nirvu while it was Chulin, Hoyel VeIshtanu. Since it became hektish now, and then I had a baby, then everyone holds its mutter. Because the one who gave birth now is a different behemoth. So it's a kachim, it's not a chulim. And Rava, so that's the machlekes is, if while it's mukadashim, shav bizumilsa not. But nirvu kshein chulim, everyone agrees it's mutter. Rava amar nachman, machlekes is nirvu kshein chulim. Machlekes is, where is nirvu kshein chulim? The relevance of a bizumilsa, it's bizum. Everyone sort of held vishtanu mutarim. Av nirvu kshein mukadashim. But was never was mukdashim divrei koil asum. Everyone holds that it's aser. So I spoke out that the case was that it was got pregnant afterwards. It's not clear which way it is, but that's the way I learned the Gemara that it became pregnant afterwards. Because if it was pregnant b'shas de harva, according to Rava, it's all called one harva.